Please be aware that information in the following story could be triggering for some people. If you feel triggered, in crisis or distress, please call the Indian Residential School Crisis Line at 1-866-925-4419. The survivor's flag was raised on Parliament Hill today in order to honour those impacted by the residential school system in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, along with Stephanie Scott, the Executive Director of the National Centre for Truth and Reconciliation, Mark Miller, the Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, and survivors from across the country, were all on hand to witness the raising of the survivor's flag on Parliament Hill. This flag will fly in memory of the 150,000 Indigenous children who were forcibly separated from their families and communities and sent to residential schools, including those who attended the Mohawk Institute Residential School in Brantford, Ontario, also known as the Mushhole by those children that attended the former institute. The flag will honour the survivors, their families, the communities whose lives were ever changed, and those who never came home. The orange and white survivor's flag was designed by the National Centre for Truth and Reconciliation in consultation with survivors from across Canada as an expression of the remembrance and to be shared with all Canadians. Stephanie Scott, Executive Director of the National Centre for Truth and Reconciliation, said, quote, "The survivors created this flag as a symbol of the complicated journey we are on together toward healing. I know the survivor's flag flying on Parliament Hill will serve as a reminder to all of us that we must continue to hear and understand the truth of residential schools. When Canadians witness the flag, they must reflect on actions they can take as individuals in all capacities on our shared path of reconciliation," end quote. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, quote, "Residential schools are a shameful part of our history. That is the truth the survivor's flag is going to remind us of every day here on Parliament Hill," end quote.